This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right, welcome to the podcast. It's Charlie. So glad to be here. I am flying solo again, and that's okay because wifey is extremely busy. We're in this part of the season right now. We're post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas. And we've just been through Black Friday. We've just been through Cyber Monday. By the time you get to this, our Giving Tuesday will be over with. But because this is the Loving Life Podcast, we try to talk about things that are positive and uplifting. And Giving Tuesday, while I think the day is great, and I think it's a great thing to recognize and to talk about and have the dialogue of folks giving and ways to give and how to give and so on and so forth, I really think that it should be 365 giving. I mean, the things that we're doing are definitely things that we can do 365 days a year. In fact, I have 10 stats here on how and why we donate, and everything seems to make sense to me. And yet you hear the stories from folks that are, yeah, well, you know, I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that, or this year was a little tougher and this year was a little tighter. And all of it is totally understandable. But I still think that people can donate time. It's not all about monetary or, you know, buying things. You can donate your time. So here's 10 stats on how and why we donate. 95% of us have donated time or money to a charity at some point in our lives. And, you know, that's 95%. It's probably even higher. You know, I can pretty much see almost somebody giving something, even a smile. So it could be as close to 100%, right? 88% of parents actively encourage their kids to be generous and donate. My kids have come to us, to me and my wife, and said, hey, I want to do this or I want to do that. And hey, we make it happen for them. So I think that's pretty cool. Number three is being on the receiving end of a good deed makes you 20% more likely to do a good deed and pay it forward. I think it's true. I mean, if you've been a part of the pay it forward, like, I don't know, you get in line at Starbucks, you know, it's the drive-through. I know when I've gotten up and somebody said, hey, the person in front of you just used one of their rewards and they bought your coffee for you. And that's pretty cool. Hey, I have a reward on mine. Why don't you pay it forward to the person behind me? I've done it. So I'm sure that that number is pretty accurate and people are paying it forward. Another stat here is 23% of us donate less than $100 to charity each year. 28% donate between $100 and $500. 10% donate between $500 and $1,000. And 13% of people give more than $1,000 a year to charity. Also, 83% of people wish they could give more than they currently do. It makes sense to me. I wish I could give more money than what I currently do. On the flip side of that, I also give a lot of time. And I think time is something that at times is more valuable than money or currency. You know, donating my time to the Salvation Army, donating my time to Special Olympics Arizona, to Foundation for Blind Children, for all sorts of different charities, or to be and give. I think the time, I couldn't keep track of the time. There's just so much that I've been privileged to be a part of which has been a good thing. And here's my shameless plug. I'll probably plug it again here in the podcast. I have another podcast out there that I do that is based with the radio station. It's a podcast called Be Kind Always. I'm not sure if you are aware of this or not, but radio stations across the country have to do public service announcements or public service shows on their radio station. It's a part of their FCC license. And one of the things that we do is on Sundays, we do a public service show. In the past, we've talked with charities, different charities in the Valley, brought up different situations. It has to be something that's non-entertainment, so not about music and so on and so forth. It could be about music if it was for therapy, so to speak. Make sense? I've taken the show and I've turned it into a podcast that plays on the radio where people can go if they want to know more about, Special Olympics Arizona. There's a podcast that's posted specifically about that. And it's my conversation with the folks over at Special Olympics and what they do on a daily, monthly, annual basis, so on and so forth. So doing more time with things like that. It's very important, and it's something that I hold very dear to me. Another stat is, in a given year, about 30% of annual giving happens in the month of December. I get that. 70% of us feel guilty if we don't donate at least something during the holidays. Well, it's in your face. I mean, let's face it. It's out there, right? Currently, I'm doing some work with the Salvation Army, and you know what the Salvation Army is about. You hear those bells every Christmas time. It's something that goes back to my childhood where, you know, we'd get out of the car at the mall, and you can hear them up at the mall ringing the bells. That sound is pretty much synonymous with Christmas time, and my dad used to reach into his back pocket, pull out his wallet, give me a dollar or give me some change or whatever it was and say, hey, go put this in the red bucket. And I donate the money, not nearly, you know, at the time as being a little kid, not knowing really what the Salvation Army is about, but learning more about it as an adult and how amazing it is. So I'm doing work with them this holiday season. There's a lot going on, but don't feel guilty because giving to charity is a 365-day-a-year function. It's not just during the holidays. Obviously, Christmas is a big holiday, and we want the kids to be happy. Charities that help with kids are our favorite groups to donate, as by this study here, followed by groups that help women, the environment, and animals. We'll talk about ways to give back, and animals is one way as well. Once that we find a cause that we like, we tend to stick with it. 90% of people who donate for Giving Tuesday last year plan to give to the same cause again this year. I think, to me, that makes sense. If there's a cause out there that is very close to your heart, you're going to give to that cause. Special Olympics is very close to my heart. I give my time and I give money every year to Special Olympics, and it's not just during the holidays, it's throughout the season. And there are several other charities that are close to me as well that I give time or monetary things to, or even, clothing, food, so on and so forth. 34% of people admit peer pressure plays a role in giving, and they're more likely to donate to a cause if they're asked in front of other people. Well, yeah. Can you imagine standing at the Salvation Army Red Kettle and you look at your friend and you go, hey, man, I just put $5 in there. You should do it, too. You can't say, nah, man, or I don't have five, or maybe you would. I don't know, but peer pressure probably plays a little bit of a role in there, right? Just over 10% of us have lied about donating when we didn't, and 31% of those people admit they did it to impress someone. Well, that's just not good karma. That's just not good at all, right? I mean, yeah, not cool. 93% of people think of themselves as generous, and 54% think that they're more generous than their friends are. Well, I don't know about that, but I guess it is what it is. So there's a lot of good things that people do, even on a monthly basis, and most of them are very common. Paying for a stranger's meal. Have you ever walked out of a restaurant with your leftovers and, you know, you walk down the street and there's a homeless person and you offer up your food? Hey, I've done that several times. Returning a lost item. Yeah, man. Again, I go back to the karma on that, right? You find a wallet on the ground, turn that in, because, you know, some people will do the other thing, and it depends. You know, it depends on how you're raised and how you think and how you feel and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, returning something that's lost. If I lost my wallet, I would pray to God, please let me get my wallet back. Let me get my ID, my credit cards, da-da-da-da-da, right? If there's cash in there, you can have it. But if I got it all back, my expectation would be low, put it that way. But if I got it all back, it would be such a blessing. And I would definitely feel the need to thank, tip, so on and so forth, that person that found it. So awesome. Helping someone carry their groceries, donating clothes to a thrift store, adding a small donation to charity when you check out at a store. Again, 56% of people do that. Doing a chore or an errand for a family member or a friend, helping someone cross the street, letting someone with fewer items cut in line at the store. I was at the grocery store the other day. There's a guy standing behind me. I have a full cart, mind you, right? It's my Sunday shopping. I've got a cart full of crap. The guy behind me, a dozen eggs. And he's like standing behind me. I'm still waiting too, right? And he's got a dozen eggs and he's just like surfing on his phone. And I'm like, hey man, you need to go in front of me because those eggs might hatch in line. So he went in front of me. And of course, I know a lot of people would do that too, right? Holding a door for a stranger, man, I'll go out of my way and just, I'll stand and wait if I see somebody getting out of the car and they look like they might need a little bit of help. I'll stand and wait. I'll hold the door for as long as whatever. It's all good, right? And giving someone directions. Well, in this day and age of technology, who needs to give directions anymore? You just tell them to look it up on their smartphone. So, like I said, we just got through Black Friday, Cyber Monday. By the time you're hearing this, like I said, you've probably got past Giving Tuesday. And the whole purpose of the podcast is just to talk about ways that you can give. You don't need to give just on Giving Tuesday or during Christmas and Thanksgiving. You can give 365 days a year. And here are 10 ways that you can give. And the key word here is give, and it's not always about charity. Giving something to somebody is very personal, right? You give money, you give an object, you give, you know, whatever it might be, help. You're giving something, time, so on and so forth. So paying for the car behind you in line at the drive-thru, we talked about that. That's just something that, hey, if you're in the mood to do it and you can do it, why wouldn't you do it, right? You might not do it all the time and that's okay, but if you do it every once in a while, it's pretty cool, right? Hand delivering goodies to your neighbors, that's pretty cool. Making cards for soldiers overseas. You don't need a holiday to do that. You can do that any time. Just find the websites and just Google it. How can I send letters to the troops overseas? They're fighting for the things that we're doing. They're fighting for me to have the ability to do this podcast right now. As silly as that sounds, it's very true. Nobody loves our country more, right? Buying and delivering meals for the homeless, or maybe while you're out shopping. So you're at, how many times do I go to the mall in a year, right? Well, what if one of those times, while I was at Finish Line, I just bought socks, right? Socks. Like they have those deals all the time at Finish Line and stuff like that where you can buy a pair, buy this half dozen and get another half dozen for free or half off or whatever it is. Buy them and put them in your car. How many times have you stopped at the stoplight and you see a homeless person there and their shoes are all ratty? What they would do for a pair of socks. When I was working with some of the homeless shelters and, you know, they're talking about items that they need on a daily and weekly basis. Toothpaste, toothbrush, clean socks was right up there. Along with water and, you know, a non-perishable snack or whatever it might be, like crackers or whatever. Socks. Socks was there. Do it. Easy, right? Picking up some items to donate, yes. And then here's the last thing that I wanted to talk about because it's all about time. And it's about animals. Imagine some people are out there that, you know, they're renting an apartment or they're renting a house or whatever. And in their lease, it says you can't have pets. but they love dogs or they love cats or ferrets or whatever. I have no idea, right? They love pets, but they can't have pets, or they just don't have time to have a pet, or a bulldog's too expensive, or whatever. For whatever reason, they cannot have a pet. Imagine going to your local animal shelter and giving your time to help care for the animals. You're giving your time, and you're giving your time to an animal, unconditional love. That animal looks you in the eyes and loves you for who you are. You've got food in your hand. You've got a snack. Maybe it's a belly rub or whatever it might be, right? You're giving your time, and you're getting to spend that time with animals, something that you cannot possess where you're at for whatever reason, like I said, but you can donate your time and take care of animals. What a great way to give. You know, I love the fact that these stats talk about how people love to give and how much people give. And again, like I said, here we are after Thanksgiving, before Christmas, and we just get bombarded big time with give here, give there, donate this, donate that. And rightfully so. But I will guarantee you that what a lot of these charities that are going through this stuff right now, you know, St. Mary's Food Bank or, you know, homeless shelters or Salvation Army, they will tell you, yeah, it's nice. Thank you. At Christmas time, we get to put a gift under a kid's tree and get them Christmas. But this is a 365-day-a-year charity, and it's not just the holidays. In fact, we need more help in summertime. We need more help in March. Those things will come up so often. So think about that when you're out there this season. Think about your giving, how much you give, when you give it. And, you know, be careful about how you donate. You know, it's one thing to do it online. It's easy to do it online. But just be careful, you know, with all the scammers out there, so on and so forth. But continue to give. I believe that there's a higher power that's looking down, and it's going to pay off for you. If at anything, call it karma. You're putting donations in your karma bank, right? It's going to pay off. At some point in time, you will feel it. And you know what? That payoff doesn't mean you're going to get something physical. You could get a smile back. Holding the door for somebody and them smiling at you and say, thank you for that. That's all I need, man. That's all I need. Hopefully you too. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for the Loving Life podcast today. Thanks for bearing with me through this cold and my soloness and all sorts of crap like that. I appreciate you being here. Remember the Loving Life podcast every week, iTunes, Google Play. It's on the radio.com app. I would appreciate you giving me some feedback on the podcast as well as subscribing to the podcast. You'll get notifications of when the new ones come out, which is pretty cool. And by the way, another shameless plug for my other podcast. You can find it on the coolradio.com website or the radio.com app. The podcast should be up and running. It's called Be Kind Always. I've been talking to people at St. Mary's Food Bank, Special Olympics Arizona, Eric's house, Ryan House, which is a house that deals with children who are at suffering from terminal disease or terminal illnesses. There's so much good happening in the world. The Be Kind Always podcast is a big pusher of that. And I would love for you, if you get a chance, to check it out and do the same. Subscribe. It comes out every week as well. So thanks again for being here. That is going to wrap it up. It's the Loving Life podcast. Love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.